Bombshell documents leaked by Edward Snowden have exposed Erica Kirk as an intelligence asset. And the story doesn't stop there. CIA files suggest that Kirk wasn't just Charlie's wife and the mother of his children. She was his handler. The files expose a devastating betrayal and draw in her whole family, her parents, and a sister whose secretive history points to something even more disturbing. But here's where the story takes a turn. Because we've been told, by a congressional source no less, that Erica has lost custody of her children. And when you hear why, you'll understand how deep this rabbit hole goes, and the extreme lengths the elite are willing to go to manipulate perception. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our incredible community, support the channel, and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. People keep asking the same thing. Where are Erica Kirk's kids? Who's caring for them while she tours the country, appearing on Turning Point USA stages, setting off fireworks, wearing leather pants, and making non-stop media appearances? And where are the photos of her during pregnancy? Those questions intensified recently when investigators noticed something odd in the public photos of the children. The timeline doesn't add up. According to the images, her son appears to age 3 years in just 10 months. The mystery deepened even further when Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna let something slip, saying that Erica had lost her kids. Wait, lost her kids? The woman credibly accused of child trafficking just lost her kids after the deeply suspicious death of their father?
But I do think that when the information isn't put out there directly, that's when you have a lot of these, well, you know, could have Erica have been involved in any of that? And that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think that she at all had any connection to that. When I see that, it's like you're victimizing the victim, if that makes sense. Because at the end of the day, she did lose her husband. She lost her kids. She lost her kids. She lost her kids. She lost her kids. Like, I was just with her at the White House, and she's, you know, that's anyone. If that happened to your wife, my husband, like, it's devastating.
That wasn't a metaphor. The implications are far darker than anybody has admitted. Because nothing is as it seems when it comes to Erica Kirk's family, from the Rothschild family history to the gangsters on both sides of a family tree, to both parents and their very shady backstories. Her mum was born as Loretta Ann Abbas, but she has multiple identities confirmed in public records. Laurie A. Francvie, Laurie W. Francvie, Laurie A. Stransvie, Laurie A. Wolstad, Laurie Ann Gwinter, Laurie Ann Franzue, Laurie A. Franzie, Laurie W. Franzie, Laurie Franzue. That's up to 11 variations so far, and those are only the ones we've been able to confirm. Ask yourself, do you know anybody in ordinary life with that many names? And if you're thinking she sounds less like a private citizen and more like a spy, you need to see the documents that Edward Snowden leaked. More on that in a moment. But first, while digging into Laurie Francvie's background, a major detail surfaced. Public records place her directly inside the Intelligence and National Security Alliance, or INSA, the elite non-profit, where former spy chiefs, national security staff, military intelligence, and members of Congress intersect. Then there are her companies, AZ Tech International Inc. and iMet Laboratories. Both are tied to Scottsdale addresses and appear in federal vendor procurement documents alongside intelligence and defense suppliers, including NSA-linked contractors. These records appear in Cryptome and JAR2 repositories of leaked intelligence and NSA-related materials, where iMet Laboratories is listed with a direct contact, Laurie Francvie. This is the smoking gun that places her squarely inside the intelligence ecosystem. And then there's this detail. Why does Erica's sister Tanya suddenly appear by name in this paperwork? She's somebody who normally stays out of sight, keeps a low profile, avoids attention. So why is her name here at all? And then there's this. Jeffrey Epstein's brother, Mark Epstein, appears in the very same leaked documents. Files tied to the Snowden disclosures. Documents that sit squarely inside the intelligence and surveillance world. Add to that the fact that the Florida real estate firm she was working for sold Epstein's properties. And suddenly, the overlap is impossible to ignore. One coincidence can be dismissed. Two can be explained away. But intelligence leaks, Epstein's inner circle, and sensitive real estate transactions all converging around the same young woman? That doesn't sound random. And here is another coincidence. Remember Klaus Schwab's obsession with a devastating cyber attack that will be worse than the COVID pandemic? Erica Kirk was found in a decade-old documentary about EMP attacks and grid vulnerabilities, where she's briefing intel agents about the threat. The filmmaker, Patria Patrick's YouTube, has clips from the documentary, including one that features Jeanine Pirro, former Congressman Trent Franks, and former CIA Director James Woolsey. Sure is interesting company to keep for a young pageant winner who just so happened to be running an orphanage on a NATO base in Romania at the age of 17.
Director of the National Security Agency, Admiral Rogers, came out and said, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
This was an unprecedented and sophisticated attack on an electric grid substation using military-style weapons.
It wasn't just a couple of guys out having a beer.
Parties unknown used AK-47s to attack the transformers of that facility.
Top former energy official claims an attack on an American power grid was terrorism.
The Metcalf attack pointed out that the substations are important parts of our national grid, but they're completely unprotected.
We have five major threats that make our grid extremely vulnerable that we've presented to congressional officials. One being cyber, two being hackers, three being physical threats, fourth one is solar EMP, and the fifth one is man-made EMP. So the concern that we have is that we put out this critical information, and when we go over this risk analysis, they hear what we're saying, but they don't want to take action.
Well, there are 18 critical infrastructures in the United States, food, water, transportation, communications, etc. All 17 of the others depend on electricity.
If our grid goes down, you can't cook, you're not going to heat anything, you can't run any of your medical supplies, you can't talk on your phone, you can't take money out of a bank, and we turn into total chaos.
If this happens, the system stops.
Revelation of the method is an occult belief that explains why the Hidden Hand gradually reveal their crimes, agendas, and control mechanisms to the public, usually through symbolism, entertainment, and ritual. It's a form of ritual humiliation and sorcery, a way of conditioning humanity to accept domination while thinking they are powerless to resist. In short, they tell you what they're doing, and if you do nothing, you've agreed to it. And they're shameless. Remember the Nicolas Cage movie Snake Eyes that eerily forecast the Charlie Kirk assassination? Right down to the September 10th date and character names? Erica Kirk also told you what she's doing by playing the female lead role in November Renaissance, The Open Source Decade, a movie about espionage in 2013. So now the question becomes harder to avoid. If Erica Kirk's family is tied to intelligence activity, who are they really working for? Which foreign interests could they be aligned with? And if you remember where Erica's mother was sending that geofencing data, maybe the answer isn't as mysterious as it first appears. Because once you see how the same Hidden Hands are quietly steering the Tyler Robinson court case in Utah, the cover-ups, the evidence erased, the lies told in plain sight, suddenly the entire picture snaps into focus. You're not going to believe this. We're back after this important word from our sponsor. Today's sponsor is PillsForever.com. If you think Big Pharma have your best interests at heart, think again. The price of medicine in America has skyrocketed, and there are certain medicines Big Pharma don't want you to know about. That's why I've partnered with PillsForever.com. All of their FDA-approved medicines are the cheapest you'll find anywhere. More importantly, you can order medicines that Big Pharma don't want you to have, such as ivermectin, weight loss and diabetes medication, hydroxychloroquine, and fenbendazole. Speaking of fenbendazole, not only does it get rid of parasites that live inside your body, there have been studies that show fenbendazole can help with cancer. Listen to this testimony of Joe Tippins, a cancer survivor, thanks to fenbendazole.
2 years ago, Joe Tippins says he was told to go home, call hospice, and say his goodbyes. The doctors were unanimous. He was going to die of small cell lung cancer.
Once that kind of cancer goes that far afield, the odds of survival are less than 1%, and the median life expectancy is 3 months.
Tippins says he got a tip, not from a pharmacist, but a veterinarian. And in his desperation, he turned from people medicine to dog medicine. Specifically, fenbendazole.
My insurance company spent $1.2 million on me with traditional means before I switched to a $5 a week medicine that actually saved me.
Get 15% off using coupon code People's Voice at the checkout. Please click the link below this video to take advantage of this fantastic offer. Just 2 days after the Charlie Kirk assassination, the crime scene was not just contaminated, it was destroyed with heavy machinery. Skid loaders were brought in, more than a foot of earth was scraped away, and then the entire area was paved over. That single act made it impossible for either the defense or prosecution to ever return to the scene for proper forensic analysis. No blood evidence, no trajectory work, no splatter patterns. And after what later emerged about shards of glass inside the SUV that rushed Charlie to the hospital, investigators would never be able to recover that evidence either. The destruction of the crime scene was flagrant, blatant, and shocking. And it happened in full public view. The whole world saw it. Everyone, it seems, except the Utah prosecutor. During the Tyler Robinson Show trial, that same prosecutor told Sheriff Richard Mack he had no idea the crime scene had been scraped up and paved over. At this point, the question isn't whether this was negligence, it's whether the fix was already in.
According to Sheriff Mack, who joins us again, you've had a conversation with the prosecutor that's responsible for charging Tyler Robinson, and he says he has no idea that the crime scene was scraped up and paved over. Is that right?
Yeah, a little bit mistake there. He's not the prosecutor. He works for the prosecutor's office.
Okay, responsible.
And the guy assigned to the case to go to trial has not been assigned yet. So it could be him. I doubt. I think the head guy will probably take the case because, one, it'll give him a lot of positive publicity.
Would you agree, in your experience and in your professional opinion in dealing with prosecutors for your entire career as a law enforcement agent, would you agree that that entire office's job right now is to comb over every detail of Tyler Robinson and the Charlie Kirk assassination?
Of course, yeah.
They're not working on anything else right now.
Yeah, it's possible that he still had another job, but I asked him personally, are you aware of this case? Of course he is. You know, the whole office is, as you're alluding to. But I asked him flat out. I said, do you know that the crime scene has been completely compromised and that they've dug it up and paved over it? The newspaper, the Salt Lake Tribune, actually did a picture. Everybody can look it up. A lot of people. This made a lot of news, and I've talked about it on several talk shows and podcasts, that would have been absolutely criminal for anyone to have done that. And the thing that really made me shocked was this attorney who works for the prosecution office did not even know that had happened. And he goes, oh, I doubt that very seriously. And so I had to tell him, you need to look at the Salt Lake Tribune because
I doubt
it's right
that very seriously. This is publicly available information that people are on the internet complaining about, raising alarms about, screaming and yelling about. They're covering the crime scene of the most prolific assassination of our lifetime.
Yeah, and it wasn't asked.
That remains completely unsolved, by the way. It does not, this thing remains completely unsolved. There are absolutely a lot more questions about this than there have been answers. And the prosecutor's office, a representative, an attorney inside of the county attorney's office that's charging this guy, doesn't know that or says that they don't know that. Let me ask you this. You said that would be absolutely criminal. If this were your jurisdiction, Sheriff Mack, while you were the sheriff, and this had taken place inside of your jurisdiction, and we're going to go back too, because I got a lot of questions for you. Do you got the time?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. Would these contractors have been allowed on that crime scene?
No, of course not. Absolutely not. It would have, the crime scene would have been protected, even if I had to put a deputy there 24/7. That crime scene would have been extremely protected. But the FBI didn't protect the crime scene in Butler, Pennsylvania either. In fact, tourists were walking all over it and even up on the roof where the FBI was actually washing the roof off of the blood of the suspect. So I even made a joke. I said, why doesn't the FBI just sell tickets for everybody to come trampling through? But that was a week later. This assassination, the most amazing assassination, as you pointed out, in our lifetime, except maybe for in my lifetime, JFK, probably not your lifetime because you're not that old.
Probably, but the same suspects.
This, folks, this would have never absolutely happened. And if it had, I would have been conducting another investigation to find out who authorized it, who did it, and who's going to get fired for doing this. And now we're going to have to undo that somehow.
And make no mistake, this is dangerous territory. People who dig too deeply don't just get silenced online. Some of them don't make it at all. So if you're doing your own research, if you're determined to exercise free speech, you better understand the risks and protect yourself accordingly. The question isn't are you being watched, it's how soon until your data is used against you. One of the global elite's most powerful weapons, a weapon few people even realise is a weapon, is the VPN on your laptop or your phone right now. Industry leader Proton is funded and controlled by the World Economic Forum, and Israel has bought up the rest of the most popular VPNs in the world, including ExpressVPN, CyberGhost, and Private Internet Access. Their leadership, packed with Israeli military intelligence veterans, the very same people who built Israel's most powerful surveillance tools. We're talking about veterans of Unit 8200, Israel's NSA on steroids. We're also talking about the Dovdedin Unit, Israel's elite undercover death squad. Because we care about our viewers and this movement, we're revealing the first trustless VPN, VP.net, built so that even if it wanted to spy on you, it couldn't. Even if the feds came knocking, they'll walk away empty-handed. It's built inside a secure enclave, uses military-grade encryption, and stores zero data. Check it out at vp.net/TPV. And here's the best part. It's 100% American-owned. No Mossad backdoors, no feds rifling through your DMs. Sign up today at vp.net/TPV. And you can finally stop asking, who's monitoring me? Because the answer is they were, but with vp.net, not anymore. Reject the globalist agenda, reject Israel first. Expel the spies hiding in your phone, in your apps, in your devices. Go to vp.net/TPV and take back control before it's too late.